The question is that whenever we get any pleasure, the pleasure is very temporary. And then again we have to struggle, again we get some pleasure, but again it's temporary. So has God created it this way that we have to struggle and we never get pleasure? God has not created it that way. It is we who have chosen that way. It is that there is material pleasure and there is spiritual pleasure. Material pleasure, by its very nature, is temporary. Because the attractiveness of material things doesn't last for long. And the most attractive thing that we may get, it is attractive for some time, and afterwards, it's no attraction. It's like, say, you know, if you purchase a new dress, and then we come, and nobody notices the new dress. What is the point of buying a new dress? So, the pleasure is actually not in the thing itself. The pleasure is in others getting us to, others appreciating us for having that thing. And others, how long are they going to appreciate us? No. When I was a student, my life's dream was to be a topper. So I was always among the toppers. Among the joint first, second, third, but I never number one. So in my engineering, I gave GRE. And I used to like English very much. So at that time, in GRE was 2400. I got 2350 at that time. So I was the first in the whole history of my college. I was the first in the whole state of Maharashtra. I was among the top five in the whole country. And I thought, this is all my dreams come true. I was so happy. But after some time, just a couple of days, I realized that there's no happiness in looking at the mark sheet. If someone has to come and congratulate me, then there is some pleasure. And then one or two acquaintances, they just didn't congratulate me. I started thinking, don't you know what I've achieved? Are you envious? Why are you not congratulating me? So when this happened a third time, then it's almost like I felt as if I was looking at myself from above. I have not really become happy. I have become more dependent on others for my happiness. Although I have achieved this, this thing has not made me happy. It has made me more dependent on others for my happiness. And then it struck me that, okay, I might give another exam, I might give marks again. Again, I'll be happy, but I'll be dependent on others for my happiness. And many years later, I heard, the problem with the rat race is that even if you win the rat race, you still remain a rat. You know, nothing really changes. Life just goes on the same way. So, that was the time when I started exploring. That was the time when a friend who had become a devotee gave me Bhagavad Gita. And then I understood about spiritual happiness. So, our desire for pleasure is natural. But we are looking for pleasure in the wrong direction. Material things can at best offer a temporary pleasure. So, God has not created a system where we struggle and suffer. Rather, the small drops of pleasure that are there at the material level, they remind us that pleasure is there, but it is not here. If there had been no drops of pleasure at all, then we would have got satisfied living the way we are. But there are drops, and then we get the drop, and hey, this is not enough. Must be something more. And then if we are not very insightful, then what happens? We keep doing the same thing again and again, hoping that next time it will be better. But if somehow some intelligence awakens, if we meet some spiritually minded people, then we say, the same thing, it's not going to give me anything new. Then we start exploring something higher. So the Atma, when it connects with the Paramatma through bhakti, that brings happiness. Sukhena Brahma Samsparsham Atyantam Sukhamashnate. Brahma Samsparsha, by contact with Brahma, with Krishna, what happens by that? Atyantam Sukha. So this contact can be established through many different ways. One is, of course, we come to a temple, we practice bhakti activity directly. But along with that, even in our worldly life, if we do our work in a mood of service to Krishna, in a mood, we take care of a family in a mood of service to Krishna. then through it all, we can connect with Krishna. So doing our job well, achieving success in that job will give us some pleasure. But if we do that in the mood of service to Krishna, then that the pleasure from the job itself will be temporary, but the connection with Krishna which is established through service, that will be enduring. And that will give us lasting happiness. So the temporary pleasures of this world are meant to raise within us a question, where is real happiness? And then we will explore the spiritual side of life. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was in America, at that time, many people were hippies. These hippies, they had everything in material life and they were not happy with it. So Prabhupada was giving a lecture and he said that, "Now you hippies, you are not very much appreciated in your country. They say you are frustrated people." But he says, "I appreciate you." He says, "Human life is meant to be frustrated." He said, "Athato Brahma Jigyasa." Athato Brahma Jigyasa is now inquire spiritually. Now Prabhupada is so brilliant. Prabhupada says, "When will you inquire spiritually? When you understand that material inquiry is not taking me anywhere. So when you become frustrated materially, we may inquire spiritually." And the point is that the disappointment that we get in our material life, then that inspires us to explore spiritually. And whereas material pleasure is always a letdown, it is a disappointment, spiritual happiness is actually more than what we expect. As we keep moving closer and closer towards Krishna, it is that we experience so much happiness. It's oceanic. Now, he says that, Haridas Thakur says, Rupa Goswami says that, "When I chant the holy names, I feel as if I should have thousands of mouths to chant the holy name. And I should have millions of ears to hear the sound of the holy name." And there are many people who are gluttons, they like to eat. But has any glutton till now thought, "I want 100 mouths to eat all this"? Okay, people may say that. Thousands of mouths, millions of ears. Basically, through this, the saints are giving us a glimpse of what is the kind of happiness that is available. There's a great poet who said, "Now Lord Ram's eyes are as beautiful as Lord Ram's eyes." He said, "There is no comparison only in this one." But then it just gives an indication. So there is, our longing for happiness is meant to be fulfilled. We just need to direct it properly towards Krishna. Then definitely it will be fulfilled. Thank you very much.